All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have been so kind to return to segment 5 of this program 2 of The Bigger Picture. It is what it is. With your host, Marshall Wood, here on AM 1100 WCGA, wonderful coastal Georgia. In the final segment here of the second of the 4 programs that will air here in December, that will wrap up my involvement with the station, at least to this extent. A privilege that I've had since the 1st of April that I believe God provided just for me, if nobody else, so that at the end of 37 total programs, I'll have a body of work that I can put on, most of them are already on CD, that I can post on our website that's already being developed. And if you want to, you can go to lowercase TCEJ, that stands for the Christian Everyday Joe, TCEJ.org, Dango Charlie Echo Juliet, TCEJ.org, and take a look at what's evolving. You'll find some videos on there that are posted on Vimeo, and man, you got to work with it to make them pop up. But there's, I think, 37 videos that deal with my view of what's happening. You know, the Democrats' hatred of the oil industry, their, I think, emerging hatred of the transportation industry, and a bunch of other things. I hope you'll go and you'll review those, and you'll particularly look at the one on President Carter that I shot at his boyhood home and then outside the high school where he and Rosalind went to high school. And consider what I have to say, because like Mike Pence, Jimmy Carter at least had the superficial appearance of being a pretty good guy. And I have gone up to the Maranatha Baptist Church several times in the 90s and sat in his Sunday school class and have had some one-on-one discussions with him. He's a very kind and gracious man with people who are up there. But he's a man whose niceness is not the kind of niceness that's going to battle the neo-Canaanites that are destroying our country, and that someday will leave a lot of very godly women, mothers, children, grandchildren, like many of those who are over in Gaza and Israel right now, victims of very evil men. Folks, I want to give you the Ten Commandments of Woody for enduring times of global chaos and spiritual warfare. And I'm basing this on 1 Corinthians 11:1, that Paul said, "Follow me, imitate me as I follow or imitate Christ." Number one, you must understand your mission. You need to heed 1 Corinthians 6:3. "Do you not know that you shall judge angels?" 2 Timothy 2, verses 14, 15, and 24. As well as Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 19. It is our mission to prepare for a great battle, to push back against the darkness, and to understand that our battle is against Satan himself. Number two of the Ten Commandments, your spirit must be peaceful, your life simple. We strive for wealth. We're always trying to do things. Sometimes it's necessary to be still and know that He is God. You need to practice Psalms 46:10, Proverbs 37 through 9. Two things I ask of you, Father God, give them to me before I die. Keep poverty, keep vanity and lying lips far from me. Feed me with food sufficient for my needs. Don't give me poverty or wealth, but feed me with food sufficient for my needs. And commandment 3, you must know the source of your knowledge. And we find that in Psalms 119, 97 through 112, and specifically in verse 102, which is Mem, the 13th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It simply says that the great I Am, God Himself, is your teacher, and He is your Father. We must know the source of our knowledge. It is from God. Number four, you must expect to hear His voice. God speaks to us. I'm alive today because He spoke to me landing an aircraft a couple times in very dangerous situations, and my spirit knew to do something, even though it was against, you know, what the convention might have been. And I'm alive today because that voice told me to stop. Isaiah 30:21 says, you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Commandment 5, you must be aware of the age in which you live. Folks, this is an apocalyptic era. Go read Isaiah chapters 3 through 5. It talks about the time that we're in, the four major indicators of our social disease: violent children, recessive men, witch-spirited women, and pitifully weak leadership. Number 6, you must respond when directed to act. We must learn to act. I know what I believe, but if I know what I believe, I'm going to act. Because I believe, I act. We must do that. Obey the instruction and principles of 2 Corinthians 5:1 through 7:1. Number 7, you must rest in the assurance of Father God. Focus daily on Psalms 103 and that chapter of Proverbs that goes along with the calendar month of the day. Number 8, you must trust Father God to reveal His mysteries to you. He will do that. Review Matthew chapter 13 and focus on number 4 of those mysteries there. And the two parables of Matthew chapter 25 as you meditate on Matthew 10 through 13, 24 to 25. Number 9, you must discern with certainty what lies ahead. You must know that rough days are coming. 2 Timothy 4:1-5, I think we'll cover that very well. You must resolutely state your apocalyptic view. Be confident that these folks are our last days, and to know what we're supposed to do because you're aware of what the Bible says. I've come to the end of program 2 of The Bigger Picture. It is what it is, so it is what it is. I have to say adieu, but I hope you'll come back next week for program 3. God bless you and thank you for being here. So long.